romantic offer laying through.
Catch you later. Don't wait up. Was in Cannes with you?
No. In one of these strange events of the 20th century, I'm going miniature golfing, and Karen is at the library.
It's Saturday night, and Karen's at the library? Bet you she's checking out something other than books.
Frank, now that isn't fair. Maybe Karen's maturing, you know, finding interests other than boys. This could be a real turning point.
Mom, I have a major emergency. I met three guys at the library, and I can't decide which one to go out with.
So much for major turning points.
Which one would you choose, Mom? Ted, Tom, or Tim?
Well, Karen, I haven't even met these boys.
No problem. They're right outside. Oh, boys, come on in. Mom, Frank, meet Ted, Tom, and Tim.
Hi.
My horoscope said three would be my lucky number today, and boy, they were right. Guys, why don't you go in the kitchen and get something to drink, and I'll be with you in a minute.
Okay. Bye.
I think you can see my dilemma. How am I supposed to decide which guy is right for me?
What you need to do, Karen, is, you know, spend some time with each guy and find out who you're most compatible with based on their personality, their interests, and how they treat you as a person.
Oh, yeah, that is very good advice. But I want to keep all three of them.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Dad, you should have seen it. Sam is the queen of miniature golf. She scored 5 holes in one.
I was in the zone. And it was not just miniature golf. She kicked butt at skee ball, video games. This woman is incredible. She's smart. She's good at her job. Well, except for the fact that she's dating JT. She's my hero. Yeah, Dad, I mean, you should have seen her at the batting cage. She was incredible. I mean, 80-mile-an-hour pitches. This girl went 12 for 12.
Well, so how'd you do, son?
Well, I made solid contact.
Yeah, you got hit in the head with the ball.
Yeah, but it was a solid hit.
Well, I'm glad to see that all those years in Little League paid off.
Now, JT, Sam, no offense, but, man, how can you be laughing at the fact that your girlfriend showed you up in the batting cage?
Oh, come on, man. She didn't show me up. She just hits a ball better than me. It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal, man. You are letting down the team.
What team?
The team. The guy team. You know, the sports-loving, hairy-chested, pants-wearing, spitting for distance, we're better than they are team.
I thought of it more as the knuckle-dragging, nacho-belching, armpit-music-playing, watch-me-light-this team.
Can somebody help me with this? I can't open this bottle.
Sure, Carol, I'll help you. See, listen, Rich, some of us are secure enough in our manhood that we don't feel threatened if a woman is better than us.
Here, let me.
Okay, let me see here. Ooh, very chic. Now, let me see your very best Linda Evangelista face.
Hey, guys. Mail's here.
Oh, boy, anything for me?
Yeah, here.
Wow, this is great.
What does it say?
I don't know. I can't read.
Well, let's see here. It's from your doctor. Says that you need a tetanus booster shot. Oh, man, those things hurt.
A shot? No.
Excellent bedside manner, Dr. Kevorkian. Lily. Lily. Well, I do not know where Lily is, but she should not be so afraid of a silly shot. I mean, shots keep little girls healthy so they do not get sick.
Yeah, but they stick a big needle in your butt.
That's funny. I can hear her, but they cannot see her. So I will have to go outside wearing this very coat. There the entire time overhearing my private musings? Okay, Madison. They do not give you this shot in the petite buttocks. They give you this shot in the petite arm. And then afterwards, the doctor give you a nice big lollipop.
I'm not going.
Okay, I know you're scared. But listen, okay. Uncle Jean-Luc is going to help you through this. I'm going to go with you and your mama, and I'm going to hold your hand the entire time. Now, do we have a deal?
Okay, but if this shot hurts, I'm going to have G.I. Joe suck you in the eye.
How very charming.
All right, don't worry, buddy. You can't keep this up the whole game.
Six in the corner pocket. That's 14. One more, she runs the table, and you are out here.
Three in the side pocket. Yes! Thanks for the game.
Sure. Hey, JT, you want to go get some nachos?
Oh, no thanks, man. I'm not hungry.
Yeah, you are. Come on, I'm really good. Come on. You disgust me.
What, man? She's a good pool player.
Look, yesterday she beat you in the batting cages and at golf, and today it's ping pong and now pool. How long do you think a chick is going to stay with a guy who's not as tough as she is?
I don't know. Let's ask dinner.
That's just clever. Okay, look. You're an embarrassment to our general. You want to keep saying, we got to make a showing.
Talking about, man? Everything's fine between me and Sam.
Yeah, well, now. But, I mean, if she keeps beating you at stuff, sooner or later she's gonna lose respect for you and eventually dump you.
You really think so?
I really know so. I mean, if you don't want to lose Sam, you gotta pick something that you can at least beat her at.
You're right.
Macho meter.
Hey, Sam, over here. Let's try the macho meter, huh?
There's no way she's stronger than me. I'm a guy.
You just keep telling yourself that.
Yeah.
Hey, sweet thing. You ever go one-on-one with a Terminator?
Hey, she's with me.
Come on, Sam. Challenge her.
Oh, this should be good.
Look, JT, I'm not into that whole competitive thing.
Oh, really? Come on, it'll be fun.
Ladies first.
No, you're not. Wow, I didn't think I'd do that good. I guess it's because I've been working out.
Oh, well, you know, JT's been working out too. You know, open the refrigerator, close the refrigerator.
We'll mark your territory, Barky.
Step aside. There's a man in the house.
The man in the house.
Man in the house.
Man in the house.
Yeah.
Are you warm? Are you loose? Are you loose, boy? Ooh, he is rock solid. Mm.
Terminator. Right. Looking for Terminator.
Well, I didn't get a good grip. It must have been those greasy nachos I was eating. Let me try it again.
Well, looky what you are. A wimp, wimp, wimp.
Hey, man, back off.
What are you doing with this guy? A babe like you? I mean, a real man.
Hey, I already told you, man, back off.
Who's gonna make me?
Me.
Yeah, right. Go ahead, wimp boy. Make me back off.
Man, grow up. Nobody's looking for trouble.
I am.
course I am. I've got you to protect me.
Liar.
Hey, Lily, don't be afraid. You know, all little girls your age get vaccinations. It's not so bad.
Perhaps I can be of some assistance. Lily, I have a friend who got his shot last week, and he wants to tell you about it. Would you like to meet him? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Say hello to Mr. Sacrebleu.
Mr. Sacrebleu.
Hello, Lily. I have a secret about getting shots. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, are you excited? Okay. Well, the secret is that when they start to give you the shot, you just think of something wonderful. I like to think of the model on page 16 of the Victoria's Secret catalog. I've named her Kim.
Oh, honey, you think of Barney.
Barney? I love Barney.
And I love Kim.
Hello.
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 And which of you is Lily?
Yes.
Nice try.
Dr. Martinez, this is our friend Jean-Luc.
Pleasure.
Enchanté.
That's quite a nasty cut you have there.
Yeah, a little kitchen accident. That's what I get for eating canned pâté.
Well, if you cut your hand on a can, you'll need a tetanus shot.
A shot?
Yes.
With a needle?
Yes.
You know, Jean-Luc, if I didn't know better, I would think that you were afraid of having a shot.
Afraid? I am Jean-Luc Ribeiro. I laugh at fear. Lily? Wouldn't you like to go get your lollipop right now?
Yippee!
Yippee! Listen to me, Dr. Queen Medicine Woman. I ain't getting no stinking shot.
Oh, be ridiculous, Jean-Luc. You cut your hand, you gotta have a tetanus shot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's the worst that can happen to me if I do not?
Tell him.
Oh, tetanus can lead to breathing problems, heart trouble, even death.
I can live with that. Bye-bye.
Look, Jean-Luc, I got a great big lollipop.
Oh, that's wonderful, darling. Okay, bye-bye.
Jean-Luc.
You can't go, Jean-Luc. You promised you'd stay here while I get my shot.
Yes, I did say that, didn't I?
And guess what else? Jean-Luc is going to get a shot just like you.
Goody, he can show me how to be brave.
Yes, I do that. I'll show you how to be brave. How exactly, yes, he'll be brave.
Okay, Lily. I know that you're a very brave girl.
Barney.
Kim.
All done.
Really? That didn't even hurt.
You know, I hardly felt it myself.
Yeah, that's because you haven't gotten yours yet.
Barney.
Don't be afraid, Jean-Luc. I'll sing you a song. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider climbed up the spout again.
Oh, that was fun. Yes, I do feel better now. Thank you. Okay, I'm ready.
It's done. I already gave it to you.
Really? That wasn't so bad.
And Mommy is so proud of you. You're such a brave boy.
And this is for you.
Thank you, my baby.
You're an embarrassment to our gender.
A babe like you needs a real man.
Win.
so great that JT and Sam are getting married?
Wait until you see the wedding gown. It is the most beautiful thing I have ever seen.
Do you think maybe someday the four of us can get married?
I do. I do. I do.
Hey, Karen. How about sharing? No, hey. Find your own triplets. I never get to have any fun.
So, JT and Sam are getting married. I guess you know what that means.
Well, I sure do. Their adjusted gross income is going to exceed their minimum tax bracket. So they need to find a tax-sheltered investment such as municipal bond or an oil depletion allowance.
Man, it's no wonder you don't have a woman.
Beautiful bride I have ever seen.
Thanks, Daddy.
Oh, he is so beautiful.
Now you be gentle with my baby.
Don't worry, sir. I know how to treat a lady. Whoa.
Dearly beloved, by the power vested in me, I now pronounce you man and wimp. You make this right.
Give me some sugar.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Samantha Milano.
Congratulations.
JT. I brought you a little something for your wedding night. Because your first night should be very special. I hope it's your size.
No! No!
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Man, I just had a horrible dream. We got married.
Thanks a lot.
No. The terrible part was I was the bride and you were the groom.
JT, are you still upset because of all that stuff that happened yesterday? I told you, it's no big deal.
I know, but I just can't stop thinking about it. I mean, you've been winning at everything we do.
So what?
So, why are you with me? You deserve a real man.
I've got a real man. I've got you. No! My last boyfriend was such a macho jerk, I had to lose on purpose just so he wouldn't get upset. But with you, it's different.
Really?
Yeah. Like the other day at the batting cage, it was nice getting all those hits. But when I saw how proud you were of me, it made my day. There's no way my last boyfriend would let me be myself without feeling threatened.
Well, I guess some guys aren't man enough to handle a woman like you.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not dating some guys. I'm dating you.
Want to arm wrestle?
Don't start.
I want to take you to the prom.
No way. She's going with me.
Hey, I saw her first.
Boys, please, please. This can never be. I'm a married woman, and besides, I'm old enough to be your older sister.
But we love you. Yes, you're a goddess.
Oh, gosh, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but I have all the men I can handle.
I just had this feeling you needed me.
Oh, Frank. Frank, take me upstairs and ravish me in a way that's romantic yet appropriate for young children during the family viewing hour.
Here you go, boys. Go build yourself a toy.
Oh, Frank. Oh, eat your heart out, boys.